Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Knott. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The first baseman, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Washington. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Peet. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Stratton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Monty Stratton. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley takes first base on ball four. Bell moves to second. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 1, White Sox, 1. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stratton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stratton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pete. The throw from Hemsley and he is out, Larry applying the tag. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell bunts towards the mound. Stratton fields it and throws to first for the out. West moves to second. One out. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bottomley hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton strikes out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clift. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Appling applying the tag. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carey moves to second. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0 for 1 in the game. Knott bunts towards the mound. Stratton fields it and throws to first for the out. Carey moves to third. Hemsley moves to second. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, With the score, the Browns won, and the White Sox won. The White Sox will come to bat. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 1 in the game. Pete hits a line drive towards short. Larry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. West hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. Two outs. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bottomley hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0 for 1 in the game. Stratton hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carey for the out. Clift moves to second. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hemsley is walked intentionally. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0 for 1 in the game. Knott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Radcliffe moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Krivic bunts towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to third. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of West. Haas reaches second base with a double. Radcliffe scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball towards left. Bell catches it and throws to second to double up Haas. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 3 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. West bunts towards the mound. Stratton fields it and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to second. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Larry moves to third. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete is 0 for 2 in the game. Peete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up off the glove of Larry, and into shallow left field. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Dykes moves to third. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0 for 2 in the game. Stratton hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of West. Stratton reaches second base with a double. Dykes scores. Sewell scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stratton scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hemsley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Burns pinch hits for Jack Knott. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carey moves to third. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carey scores. Burns moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, White Sox. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. West hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Van Atten now pitching. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-3 in the game. Pete hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Coleman who is chasing the ball. Pete reaches third base with a triple. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bottomley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Bell scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, White Sox. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.